Signs of masking in autistic women. Autistic women frequently engage in masking, a behavior in which they alter or conceal their autistic traits to fit in with societal expectations. This practice is more common among women compared to men, primarily because societal norms often place greater pressure on women to appear neurotypical in social settings. Masking may include inhibiting natural behaviors like stimming, imitating nonverbal cues, or crafting intricate social scripts to manage interactions effectively. What is autism masking? Autism masking refers to the intentional or unintentional suppression of autistic traits by adopting alternative communication methods and modifying behavior to blend in socially. This might involve mimicking others' actions, suppressing repetitive movements, known as stimming, or relying on pre-prepared scripts during interactions. Many autistic people use masking as a strategy to avoid unwanted attention, bullying, or feelings of social isolation. Masking often occurs in social situations where there is an expectation to conform to societal norms. People may engage in masking to fit in, form friendships, or avoid drawing attention to themselves within predominantly neurotypical settings. It is often a coping strategy that develops early in life but can impact both autistic children and autistic adults. Common masking behaviors in autistic women. Autistic women engage in a range of masking behaviors to socially adapt to environments and conform to societal expectations. Understanding the challenges associated with masking allows autistic women to feel more supported in expressing their authentic selves without the need to hide their autistic traits. Sensory sensitivities are one of the characteristics of autism. While anyone can experience sensory sensitivity, it often manifests differently in autistic and neurotypical individuals. For example, neurotypical individuals might experience some discomfort in sensory-rich environments, while autistic people may experience heightened discomfort and may go to great lengths to mask their sensory reactions. For instance, autistic women may suppress their aversion to loud noises or bright lights to avoid drawing unwanted attention to themselves. This can make them appear more socially integrated than they truly feel, further complicating their experiences and leading to a disconnect between their internal world and external presentation. Hiding or minimizing special interests. Women on the autism spectrum might decide to conceal or downplay their special interests, particularly if these passions do not conform to societal norms regarding age or gender. This is often driven by a desire to be socially acceptable in social communication and to avoid prejudice, stigma, or discrimination. Many autistic women and autistic males, particularly those who learn about their autistic identity later in life, may find that masking their special interests becomes a deeply ingrained habit, often lasting for years without realizing it. Over time, this habitual suppression can hinder their ability to recognize their genuine selves and contemplate which passions they might have embraced had they not felt compelled to conform to societal norms. The constant effort to conceal these interests can result in a diminished sense of self and lower self-esteem, leaving them feeling detached from their authentic identity. Maintaining eye contact despite discomfort. Women on the autism spectrum adopt masking behaviors such as maintaining eye contact to align with social norms that equate eye contact with attentiveness and trustworthiness. Autistic women may push themselves to engage in eye contact during conversations to avoid being perceived as disinterested, which can be a significant source of anxiety and stress. The effort to maintain eye contact not only diverts their focus from the actual interaction but also requires a considerable amount of energy to manage the discomfort associated with this nonverbal communication. The constant tension between the desire to connect with others and the need to protect oneself from discomfort underscores the complexity of masking behaviors. Social camouflaging. Social camouflaging is a common masking behavior among autistic women, involving a set of strategies used to conceal their autistic traits and appear more neurotypical in social situations. It can include mimicking gestures, facial expressions, and social cues from others and employing rehearsed lines or stories to facilitate smoother interactions. Autistic women may study and replicate socially accepted behaviors, such as laughing at the right moments or showing interest in popular topics, to blend into their surroundings and avoid drawing attention to their social communication differences. The persistent need to monitor and adjust one's behavior can lead to a sense of alienation from one's true self and contribute to the development of mental health issues like anxiety, depression, and identity confusion. Moreover, autistic camouflaging can sometimes delay an autism diagnosis, as the person's struggles remain hidden behind a well-constructed mask. Suppressing emotions. Masking behaviors are often developed to conform to societal expectations and avoid social difficulties that may lead to societal repercussions. When autistic adults or children hide their emotions that might be perceived as atypical and inappropriate in social settings, they are trying to prevent mistreatment and avoid stigma. Suppressing emotions can lead to a disconnection from one's identity, making it difficult for people to comprehend their emotional experiences and how they align with their self-perception. Additionally, the effort required to uphold this emotional facade can be draining, increasing the likelihood of autistic burnout, where people feel completely overwhelmed physically and mentally. Rightward's double arrow. To learn more about autism masking, read our blog discussing the effects of autism masking. Advantages of high masking autism in women. While some advantages can be associated with autism masking, such as proficiency in nonverbal communication, it's important to recognize the broader implications of masking. High masking autistic women may use gestures more expressively and effectively than some autistic men, allowing them to convey emotions and messages more clearly. This ability can be especially valuable in situations where nonverbal cues play a significant role in communication but may ultimately contribute to feelings of disconnect and anxiety. The pressure to conform to social norms can also lead to significant challenges. High masking autistic women often demonstrate remarkable determination to understand and adapt to these norms, along with the nuances of verbal and nonverbal communication. While this commitment can enhance their understanding of social dynamics and improve their ability to navigate complex social interactions, it can also be emotionally draining and contribute to mental health challenges. While masking might provide short-term advantages in social settings, it does not address the underlying challenges that autistic women face and can ultimately hinder their sense of self and well-being. Rightward's double arrow. Discover tips that can help autistic people to manage masking. The impact of masking on mental health. Although masking can enable more seamless social interactions and help people blend into various environments, it comes at a considerable psychological cost. The ongoing effort to present as neurotypical requires immense energy and can result in stress, fatigue, and burnout. The mental health implications are profound, with masking often leading to increased anxiety, depression, and, in severe cases, self-harm behaviors. Continually suppressing one's true self takes an emotional toll, creating a sense of isolation and loneliness and diminishing self-esteem and self-worth. These negative effects may intensify mental health challenges, as people can feel disconnected from their identity and as if they are living a double life. Furthermore, the intense pressure to fit in can hinder personal growth and prevent people from accessing the support they need to thrive. Rightward's double arrow. Read more in depth about the impact of autism masking on mental health. The link with depression and anxiety. Autistic women are more prone to masking behaviors than autistic men. This tendency is associated with an increased vulnerability to mental health challenges such as anxiety, depression, and, in severe cases, thoughts of self-harm. The act of masking requires considerable mental effort and can be emotionally exhausting, creating a harmful cycle. As people continue to mask, they often experience a worsening of their anxiety and depressive thoughts. It's crucial that autistic women and autistic men receive proactive support that helps them embrace their true selves. Importance of self-acceptance. For autistic people who have been masking their autism, self-acceptance plays a vital role in maintaining mental health and overall well-being. Embracing one's true identity can significantly ease the emotional strain of masking, enabling people to feel more at ease within themselves. Cultivating self-awareness and self-compassion are essential steps in this journey, as they help to dispel internalized stigma and foster a greater sense of self-acceptance. Unmasking. Embracing autistic identity. Unmasking doesn't happen overnight, it's a gradual path of self-discovery. It requires one to recognize their true self, establish personal boundaries, and find strategies that promote self-acceptance. While this journey can be challenging, it ultimately fosters a sense of authenticity and personal empowerment. Being part of a supportive community is crucial throughout this process. Neurodivergent communities can offer invaluable support, promoting self-acceptance and growth. By connecting with others who share similar experiences and embracing positive perspectives on autism, autistic people can begin to feel more at ease in their skin, often resulting in profound life changes. Coping strategies to reduce the need for masking. Reducing the need for masking in autistic women involves a combination of self-acceptance, supportive environments, therapeutic interventions, and societal change. By embracing these strategies, autistic women can improve their mental health and well-being, leading to a more authentic and fulfilling life. Strategies to reduce masking. Embracing authenticity through self-acceptance and compassion. Developing a sense of self-acceptance and compassion can empower autistic women to embrace their true selves, thereby minimizing the compulsion to mask. This journey involves recognizing and appreciating one's own identity, including the distinct characteristics associated with autism. Finding supportive spaces, creating or seeking environments where one can be their genuine self is essential. Connecting with communities that appreciate and embrace neurodiversity can foster a sense of belonging and alleviate the pressure to conform. Therapeutic support, participating in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, occupational therapy, or speech and language therapy can be beneficial for building strategies to manage social interactions and cope with stress and anxiety. Prioritizing self-care, establishing regular self-care routines, such as dedicating time for relaxation or pursuing enjoyable activities, can alleviate stress and anxiety, decreasing the urge to mask. Gradual unmasking, a thoughtful, step-by-step approach to revealing more of one's true self around trusted friends and family can be a valuable strategy. This gradual unmasking process can enhance mental well-being and a profound sense of relief. Energy management, techniques such as energy accounting, or the spoon theory, can support effective energy management, enabling better recovery after social interactions and lessening the inclination to mask. Autism support with LEAF Complex Care. LEAF Complex Care has an in-house multidisciplinary team providing compassionate and proactive therapeutic support in people's homes. Our team focuses on delivering positive outcomes for the people we serve by providing support strategies to help them understand and improve their well-being. With an emphasis on capable environments and the PERMA model of well-being, the people we support are always at the center of the care. Case study. 16-year-old Ashanti is a bright and lively young girl who lives with her mother, Liz, and her cherished older brother, Prince. She experiences autism, learning disabilities, and a global developmental delay and takes great pleasure in attending school. To support Ashanti in managing behaviors of concern and enhancing her overall well-being, she receives specialized, person-centered care from LEAF Complex Care. This case study focuses on Ashanti's progress, describing how holistic support enabled Ashanti to achieve a reduction in her behavioral challenges, leading to positive outcomes in her care journey. Download case studies. Download the case studies and see how our person-centered care brings positive change and empowers individuals to be as independent as possible in the community and their own homes. I agree that I have read and agree to the privacy policy. I agree that I have read and agree to the terms and conditions. Download. Contact us today for a free autism assessment, and let's work together to improve people's well-being and quality of life. We deliver our services across the UK, with offices in Bristol, South East, Birmingham and Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog, person-centered care planning. When the focus is set on providing the highest quality care, it enables people to receive personalized care and support that will shift and enrich every dimension of their life. Read more. Blog, home carer. Duties and responsibilities. A home carer provides professional assistance in the comfort of your home, tailored to your individual needs, in the most caring and respectful manner. Domiciliary care workers promote comprehensive health. Read more. Blog, the benefits of 24-hour care for complex needs. Live-in care for individuals with complex needs seamlessly intertwines personalized care, establishing continuous 24-hour personalized support. The key role of a dedicated caregiver is to ensure a consistent and humanized. Read more.